And it's now time for a Wretched News break here on Wretched Radio. I'm Jimmy Hicks. Well, we start with a display of political acrobatics from a former gold medal winning political acrobat, California Governor Gavin Newsom, who has issued an executive order directing state agencies on the proper removal of homeless encampments. Well, how about that? You can't help but wonder if his sudden burst of civic concern has anything to do with the looming election season. And the governor's website proudly announces that since July 2021, California has resolved more than 11,000 encampments and removed 248,000 cubic yards of debris. Of course, this comes hot off the heels of the Supreme Court ruling that cities can enforce bans on sleeping outside in public spaces. It's almost like Newsom waited for the high court in the land to give him permission to address an issue that's been plaguing California for years. Fear not, citizens of California, your governor's on the case. Just in time to be on the campaign trail as well. And in other news, it appears that Harley Davidson, the iconic American motorcycle company, has decided to trade in their leather jackets for rainbow ones. That's right, the Milwaukee-based company has gone full throttle into the world of corporate wokeness. Harley's newfound social justice warrior status includes supporting legislation that would allow men into girls' bathrooms, funding all-ages pride events complete with rage rooms next to drag queen story time. That's family-friendly. I mean, what's more family-friendly than unbridled anger and men in dresses? Good job, Harley. And also, they support sending some of their white male employees to white male-only diversity training. Yeah, I can only imagine what those conversations are going to be like. The company has also pledged, get this, to have fewer white suppliers, dealers, and employees. How about equality? Like, I tell you what, that screams equality right there. Discriminating based on skin color? Oh, that is equality if I've ever seen it. Good job, Harley. Meanwhile, as the rest of the country seems to be veering off course, the state of Florida has become a beacon of sanity for those seeking refuge from the chaos. The Sunshine State crossed over the 23 million resident mark, adding a whopping 359,000 new residents last year alone. People are now fleeing to Florida faster than retirees. Governor Ron DeSantis has also taken to advertising the state as a free state. Come for the beaches, stay for the sanity. In other news, Politico journalist Eugene Daniels demonstrated the fine art of jumping to conclusions when he accused a Fox News host of using a racial slur. Daniels claimed the host said colored sorority when in fact he clearly said college sorority. Daniels quickly deleted his tweet and issued a correction, proving again that if you're in a race to be first, facts usually get left behind. That's been today's Wretched News Break. More Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I'm Jimmy Hicks.